Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Riverina's 11:52, Triple M, Potsy and Leighton this morning, and great to catch up with our next guest today, champion footy player with North Melbourne and with Sydney, and of course now doing great work in a couple of areas, the media of course, and also with his advocacy in the area of mental health. And of course for me, Leighton, always good to catch up with an old warnable boy. We are saying a very good morning to Wayne Schwartz. G'day, Schwartz.
How you
very
doing?
Very good morning, boys. Thanks for having me on your program. And amazing where a couple of louts from Warrnambool end up.
Yes, many a time I've followed Schwatt around the Friendly Society's park when he was playing for South Warrnambool and I was umpiring. And, mate, it's great that you've done so well. A boy from the Bool has done very well for himself, so well done.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. It's a long time ago running around the Friendly Society park. I was a young kid back then, but no, it's been an interesting journey, and we're writing a new chapter as we head to Sydney as we speak.
That's right. Now, mate, you've got a lot going on at the moment. Now, you've established Pucker Up. Tell us about Pucker Up and what is it that you're trying to achieve with that organisation?
So Pucker Up is a new social enterprise, and our aim is to stamp out suicide. That's our vision. It's ambitious. It's aspirational. And it's to the point, because the reality is, boys, by the end of today, we'll have lost 8 people from all over the country as a result of suicide. And from our point of view, that's something that we're not prepared to sit by and just allow to continue to perpetuate itself. We've committed ourselves to addressing the issue of suicide because we firmly believe that suicide's preventable. Unfortunately, it's an outcome to a crisis. And we genuinely don't believe that people need to get in a crisis. And we're absolutely committed to making sure that we begin to do everything we can to help people who are doing it really tough and prevent these really tragic events from happening.
Now, you've had your own battles with mental illness.
Yes, I have. For 12 years of my 14 and a half year playing career, I battled with mental health conditions. Silently, there are only 4 people during that time, 3 doctors and my lovely wife that knew, no other family members, no coaches, no teammates, no family, no friends. The broader community didn't know. And I'm fortunate that I managed to get my way through that with some incredible support. And the thing that motivates me daily is that I don't believe people need to make those same decisions. I genuinely feel that people can get the support. There's an amazing amount of support out there, and we and I will continue to try and encourage, educate, and empower people to make the right decisions for their health and their well-being, because they deserve to have that support.
Now, you're talking about support. Back then, when you were going through your turmoil, there was no support mechanisms in place.
No, not like there is today, and I think that's a fair point. And this is not to be critical of my industry or anybody that I was involved with or engaged with during that period. But, we're talking 16 years ago. We didn't talk about emotions. We didn't really have the understanding or education or awareness of the importance of emotional well-being, emotional intelligence, mental health. So I think it's an indication of how far we've come, that we're having a conversation today. We're on our way to Sydney to do a suicide prevention bike ride over 8 days. But having said all of that, the fact is that we lose on average 7 people a day to suicide. 6 of those are males. And whilst we've shifted the pendulum around mental health and emotional well-being, we still have a lot of work to do. And we need to do everything we possibly can to remove the stigma and discrimination associated with mental health conditions, because it lives and breathes in a great country like Australia. And that's really important, because stigma and discrimination prevent people from getting help. And unfortunately, at its worst, stigma and discrimination can be, and sometimes is, a contributing factor for why people decide to end their lives. And that needs to stop, because, we're talking about human beings that deserve to have all the support they can and to be able to get back to good health and enjoying everything life's got to offer.
Triple M with Potsy and Leighton. We're talking to Wayne Schwartz from Pucker Up.
Now, you mentioned the bike ride that you're embarking on. Where does it go to and from?
It's only a short little bike ride, boys. We start from Cronulla in Sydney on Friday, and 1,433 kilometres later, we'll arrive back at Eddie Had Stadium on the 23rd of March.
Wow. You know they have planes that do that.
Well, I've got a couple of guys I used to play footy with who are coming on this bike ride. Scotty Cummings is one. He refuses to talk to me, hasn't spoken to me for 4 weeks, thinks that I'm a lunatic. Probably right. Justin Kaczynski has lost about 10 to 12 kilos. He looks magnificent at the moment. Paul Lecuria, the former Collingwood and Sydney Swans champ, he's on this. He looks $1 million. And Danny Frawley's coming on as well. Look, it's a big challenge. And the reason why it's 1,433 kilometres, boys, is because that's exactly half the number of the 2,866 people that lost their lives to suicide in 2016. Every kilometre we ride honours two lives. And it's really about trying to create and amplify the suicide prevention conversation. It'll be challenging for all of the riders,
but
it's nowhere near as challenging as the insidious nature of these conditions that so many people listening in your area and your communities and right around the country are dealing with. So the short-term temporary pain and discomfort that our riders will feel is just a small window to understand the complexity and the impact that mental health has on so many people around the country. We'll deal with that. We'll get over that. We want other people to know who are living with mental health conditions that there are people that really do care about their health and their well-being.
Now, Schwatter, on the way, and you are coming through Wagga, you are delivering community forums, one of which is in Wagga on Monday night at the Rules Club. Tell us about the night that you've got planned there.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be coming into Wagga. We've got a great partnership with the Black Dog Institute, which is Australia's leading research organisation around mental health and suicide prevention. So it's a free event. There's no cost involved except that people give up their time. We've got presenters from the Black Dog Institute, which will deliver a short 30-minute presentation so that people can begin to understand, okay, how do I have a conversation about mental health? How do I engage somebody that might be suicidal or thinking about those type of alternatives? So it's practical, relatable, and simple advice and tools that people can walk away from the forum and begin to put themselves in a position where they can have that conversation. And I'll also share my personal journey as an AFL football player, but more importantly, why I believe that these conversations are absolutely important for everybody. And I would encourage anybody in the Wagga community, in the Wagga area, if you do have a couple of hours free, come along to our forum on Monday night because we'd love to see you and we think that this is a conversation that you should be a part of.
Now, Schwatter, if we can't get there on Monday night, is there other ways that we can get involved or get information or find out more about Pucker Up?
Absolutely. Pucker Up Facebook page. So P-U-K-A-U-P. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We'll be posting a lot of content over the next 10 days. So if people can't make it, and I get that, they can follow us on social media.
All right. And, mate, just finally, before we let you go, to anyone listening this morning who might be doing it tough, what would your message be to them and to those around them?
Yeah, I'm really glad you've asked me that. To anybody who is listening, who's doing it tough right now, first thing I'd say is that you're doing an amazing job given the difficult circumstances that you're confronting. Takes an enormous amount of courage and resilience and determination to deal with these things. But if you are not asking for help or you haven't done that at this stage, I would really, really encourage you to reach out to a GP, sit down with them, get an understanding what you're dealing with, and then get a plan put in place that includes family, your GP, and a psychologist or psychiatrist, because I can tell you firsthand, the day you ask for help and you begin to really commit to getting healthy and well again is the first step in starting to get healthy and well, and that is the greatest gift that you can give yourself.
Good on you, Schwatter. Great message. Good. Thank you for your time this morning, mate. Great to chat to you, and all the best with the bike ride, and we'll see you Monday night.
Thanks for having me on, guys, and really appreciate your support.
What a great chat. Wayne Schwatter.
How good's he?
Yeah, done you well. Know, boy from the Bull.
He's obviously had it tough, but he's come out better the other end because of it.
Yeah, Wayne Schwoss from Pucker Up ahead of their bike ride, which leaves Sydney tomorrow and heads down to Melbourne. They will be here on Monday night for that community forum at the Rules Club.
And that community forum is free, so get into that.
And if you want more info and if you want to follow the ride too, follow the Pucker Up page on Facebook.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast, weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.